administrative portion of our meeting to order. And there's nothing on consent. Is there anything on discussion that anyone had in mind? And hearing none, I will go right into scheduling. And Victor, you have RTO meetings on here to talk about.
Yep, this should be pretty quick. I think we have them tentatively reserved in your calendars. We've made a number of runs at this. But the current dates are April 1st and September 6th for our 2024 RTO update meetings. So if those dates continue to be good, and you likely, like I said, probably have holds on your calendars on those dates as you're reviewing them. But I just want to confirm your availability for those two dates and see if you have any other preferences for scheduling on those dates as far as timing of various parties too.
What was your September meeting?
The 6th.
6th?
Yes.
Right after Labor Day?
I guess I don't know when Labor Day is.
Friday after?
Yeah. Wow, Labor Day's early this year, huh?
Yeah. I appreciate the holds being on there, so I have no problem. Commitment, except April 1st. We want factual information, not any misrepresentation.
Right.
Just want to put it out there. Nothing but the facts.
I will specify they should plan to not lie to us.
Those are your words.
Fool us.
Was that your request just for the April 1st one, or does that include September 6th?
I'll include them both.
Well, you're really getting demanding. Yeah,
that's my demand response.
Okay, I don't have any problem with those.
No, I don't either. They look good.
So we'll kind of set them up similar to the past. If anyone has any preference of SPP or MISO in the morning versus afternoon, let us know, I guess. I did also reach out to the Transmission Authority. We gave them some time in the last one to make a presentation. They're not interested in their own time in these upcoming meetings, but they're going to be invited, as will the utilities, as usual. So,
And at this point, I don't have a preference, one first and the other second. So if there's any way we can convenience, somebody can fly in and fly out.
Yep. And we usually try to set it up in that way. So.
You know, to make it more interactive with the utilities, I think would be helpful. And they've seemed, even though they kind of requested that, they've seemed kind of hesitant when we've had them in here. And I wonder if it would be possible, like, do they get the agenda and any of the presentations ahead of time?
It kind of depends on the individual meeting. To the extent we have them available, and we'll pass them on to them. But sometimes we don't get them until very close to the morning of, in some instances.
We require them to file it a few days ahead of time, just so, you know, we set the agenda, just work ahead a little bit, set the agenda, require them to file their presentations so that the utilities kind of know what they're going to be talking about, and then maybe they'll be more prepared to respond. So we have that kind of dialogue back and forth.
Maybe. I will say, you know, the last couple, I think we've got more engagement from the utilities than we have in prior years. So I'm encouraged by that participation. But I don't disagree. I like that idea.
Well, and maybe you can just ask them and see if they think that would be helpful, or if they just are happy to respond on the fly. We just let them know. We want them to respond on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Their engagement, if they have any differing views from what the RTOs are providing, they need to speak up.
Yeah.
Or is it, just thinking off the cuff, is something like, if the utilities have certain agenda items they want discussed, is it, you know, to submit it to you, Victor, and present to the RTOs to come prepared to talk about something? I mean,
and that's kind of close to what I was just going to say. I know, just specifically on the SPP side, they've usually been kind of reluctant to set our agenda. They're like, okay, what do you want us to tell you about? And then when it gets close to meeting time and we have one thing, but it should only take a half hour, or we have nothing, then, you know, whatever you think you want to tell us about, and then they do that.
Yep.
But so a lot of times it really hasn't been decided until we just have finalized our time they give us to request specific topics.
Yeah, maybe we just need like ticklers in the calendar 2 weeks ahead of time to really think through that agenda. Mm-hmm. And then I know Adam, I think Adam does reach out to our utilities, but that could be part of that process to ask, you know. I think he does that already, but he and I talk about it. The utilities could be engaged in that process, and then the agenda set based on that, and then everyone is kind of in the know.
Yep. I know he and I both reach out to the utilities to make sure they're informed about the meetings in general.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting off the top of my head if we ask if they have any specific topics or not, but it wouldn't be a big problem to
right.
request that from them. So.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Conrad or Jonathan, did you have scheduling things you wanted to talk about, or are you here in case we schedule something that impacts you?
No, I'm here about scheduling. Actually, the LEC, they reached out to me this week, and they want to have a meeting with the three of you and just go over a presentation about what's going on with industry and rulemakings they're working on. They gave me a list of dates that would work for them, if it would work for you. Jonathan Fortner said they used to do this years ago. They haven't done it in a while, so they kind of want to get back into that routine.
Cool.
And they think the, you know, it would take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. He said the presentation's about 30 minutes long, and then questions afterwards, so it could be hour and a half. You know, they proposed February 22nd or February 23rd. Mm. And if those dates don't work, I have some other dates as well.
Okay, we're going to mix a couple of scheduling things together then. So two of the three conflicts that I have, on the 22nd, we have an informal with NSP on the DOE settlement that I talked about mm-hmm. earlier. I'm not going to be here that afternoon, and if I have to miss it, I'll miss it. But I would be free all morning if we could move that to the morning. And
yeah,
I don't know if we could do both, but I think our informal would probably have precedent over mm-hmm. this at this point.
I would concur. I'm open on February 22nd in the morning to move that informal up.
I am as well. I have an 8 o'clock
meeting. I guess I would look at, most likely they'd be traveling in, so maybe looking at 9:30, 10 o'clock till noon on the 22nd for that informal.
Do you think that informal will take that long?
Well, I'm just throwing yeah. that time
what
span.
What if we okay. said
I'm wondering 11 if we could get both of them in.
Could we do, yeah, an 11 o'clock with MDU or NSP? And like 9:30 with LEC?
Yeah, I think an hour and a half would be more than enough.
So propose that again, Julie.
9:30 with LEC and then 11 with NSP.
You think it's only going to take an hour to go through
the DOE settlement stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it will take longer than that either. And yeah. I can go here a little beyond. I can be here till like 1 if you guys don't mind. If it that would work, and if especially if you guys can go a little bit long.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
No, that's fine. That's fine with me. So we're looking at the 22nd, 9:30, LEC, and at 11 o'clock, NSP, the DOE settlement.
So for the the NSP case, so I have a. North American Numbering Council meeting that morning from 10 to 12. It's Chris is the staff person looking after that DOE case. But if you want me there, I would only be there for the
Isn't
kind of the
Adam?
Very end. What's that?
I think it's Adam. Isn't it?
either Chris or Adam. I forget off the top of my head, but that's fine with me. If
I think they can handle it,
I would agree.
Okay. Sure.
So I'll have them reach out to NSP and make sure they can accommodate that.
Okay.
Way to go, Jonathan. You got your problem and one of mine. Seven.
Perfect.
One fell swoop.
Awesome. Good morning, commissioners. I've got to get one more scheduling item here, and hopefully it shouldn't throw any wrench in anything. I'm working on getting our annual rail safety and stakeholder meeting placed onto the agenda, onto your calendars. And I reached out to our railroads for three dates, and two dates came back where they've all got availability right now. This would be a little earlier than we normally have it, but one would be April 10th at 1:30 p.m. with proposing to take the informal slot that's in the afternoon that we've got there. The other option is a little bit later, but it would be May 29th, either looking at 9 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. And typically we schedule those meetings for about 2 hours. Seems to be kind of the ballpark we're working in.
Repeat the date.
Oh, sure. Yeah, April 10th at 1:30 p.m. or May 29th at 9 a.m. or 1:30 p.m.
I'd prefer the 10th, but...
Oh, did you? Oh, well then...
What day?
April 10th.
It's during the informal time, so we've already got it on our calendar. So
no, I thought she was saying we just scheduled something.
No, for the 29th, for the other one.
Well, on the 10th, I don't know who put this on here. Does it save the date for the ESG, Saturday 3rd Steering Committee meeting? That's that thing that, you know, legislature got through the Bank of North Dakota kind of leads it, and on behalf of the commission, I'm one of the participants. So I have that at 2 o'clock. But if these are the only two options for them, maybe I just have to end up missing this, but probably going to have to go to that ESG study.
Yeah, I think we should go ahead, Randy. What time is the ESG thing?
At 2.
Yeah, let's start at 1. And
that'll be at Bank of North Dakota, so so it's not even an hour.
Well, and you can see.
At least be here, I guess, for the kickoff.
How long is that thing?
I don't know. The last one was 2-3 hours. It's not just a quick thing.
Right. Okay, I think we should just go ahead with it.
Okay, so 1 o'clock on April 10th.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, why don't you? We only work with you. You can handle the other ones.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Such easy scheduling today.
I have one more. We haven't had a quarterly meeting for a while. So that's something we should probably look at, too.
Yep. Do you have any thoughts on dates?
I do not at this point.
Oopsie. Do we have any open informals, Pamela, come to mind? So there's no...
Maybe after one of them.
What about the 27th?
Of February?
That's March, I guess. That's an informal. I don't know if we've got some. That's still a ways off, though. It feels like a long ways. Maybe we can do something sooner.
What do we need? Just an hour?
Yeah.
Do we get them done in an hour? Full director's meeting?
No, this is
just quarterly meeting.
With Steve. Quarterly with Steve.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. All right.
Friday afternoon?
Or Thursday the 15th?
I'm open.
Or you're thinking this Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
I'm booked.
I prefer the 15th. Are you open, Randy?
I'm scrolling.
Are you, Steve?
Yes. That's at this point.
in the morning.
Okay.
I just have a meeting from 10 to 11, but other than that, I'm...
Should we say 9?
Good at 9.
Okay.
February 15th.
Okay. And then I guess you did that one, Jonathan, with LEC, and then I just moved to Conrad. Did you have any other things?
Nope, that was all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I've been procrastinating telling you guys the rest of my conflicts. So.
You only get one.
I know. But I don't think I used one last one, and I'm banking one for next time. So we already did that 22nd thing by moving it up to 11. So that covers me there on the NSP's DOE settlement informal. Then the next day, NSP has their periodic information exchange, and I won't be here.
The 23rd?
I'm okay with missing that. I just wanted you guys to know. It's just no longer workable for me. And then the bigger one, though, on March 6th, it's a Wednesday, so we have our regular meeting and then an informal. There is no informal booked. So that's open, luckily. But I will be gone that day. And so I was wondering if by any chance we could move that regular meeting to a special meeting the next day on the 7th. It's open on my calendar, and that's why I chose that one.
Just on the other one, that 23rd, I might be doing that remotely, the information exchange. So what was your next one now? Oh, yeah.
I'm open on the 7th.
I'm out. So what were you trying to do? The meeting, the commission meeting? Yeah.
Can we move it to the 5th on the other side?
That would work for me.
Yeah.
I have an SPP meeting all day on that day, so I would be otherwise engaged in that. But again, this is your meeting, so you're free to go ahead.
Someone will have to pick up the slack.
It's on you, Julie.
Well,
I think it might be on then, Adam, Robin, Leif.
I think what we're going to have to be careful of when we plan, for one thing, it'll be a special meeting, so there won't be any late additions to it. It'll only be what's been publicized. And from your portfolio, if there's anything in there that you think might be complex enough where when they need you,
yep.
But it's not urgent that it be on that meeting as opposed to the subsequent regular meeting, maybe just don't put it on the calendar at all.
Yep, and I would agree with that. And I mean, we have Chris if I need to step out to come into this for a little bit, I can.
Yeah.
We can pay attention to the SPP meeting.
Okay, so with no objections, then we'll move the March 6th regular meeting to a March 5th special meeting. And should we move the informal to the 5th too, or since we don't have anything booked for it? I mean, should we hold the afternoon of the 5th for a potential informal?
Well, I guess with all the scheduling stuff that's going on and filings, I would hold it. If I'm open.
I am too.
Then let's hold it.
Might as well hold it for now. I won't be using it for anything because I'll be otherwise engaged, but I think that's a good plan.
Never hurts to have it.
Yep. Okay. Anything else? Thank you for your help on adjusting a couple of these things. And, well, Conrad's gone now, but we should, no, it's not Conrad, it's you. We might want to let NSP know that I will be out that day.
I for the 23rd, yeah. I've already let them know that you'll be out. I'll let them know that Julie will be remote.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but
I got it.
Okay.
Not sure where I'll be that day.
Okay. And I think, just as a reminder, that I think that meeting was intended for all of us to meet Ryan Long. That was.
Say that again.
The intention of that meeting was for all of us to meet Ryan Long, their new.
Oh shoot, that's right. Yeah.
So I've been updating Alex as I've got details from all of you, but.
I mean, just give me a minute, like. I'll know a lot more here in the next couple of days. So,
okay.
Yeah. We can, and that's still a little bit. We'll decide this week. I'll know for sure where I'm going to be.
Well, just let me know whatever your plan is, and I'll pass that along.
Yeah, then it might be if
and
two of them are gone to reschedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, we can just leave it up to them as well. I just want them to be aware of who will and won't be around. This is their information exchange, so if they want to hold it with one commissioner here, that's fine.
And staff,
yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So right now, would you say that happening that day is a long shot?
I appreciate
it. With that, we are adjourned.